This is Fresh Air. Guillermo del Toro, whose film The Shape of Water won Oscars for Best Film and Best Director, is the executive producer, creator, and host of a new anthology series presented this week on Netflix. It's called Guillermo del Toro's Cabinet of Curiosities, and two episodes premiere daily from today through Friday. Our TV critic David Bianculli has seen them all. He has this review.
Fantasy anthology series have a long and impressive history on TV. From Alfred Hitchcock Presents and Rod Serling's The Twilight Zone in the 50s and 60s, to HBO's Tales from the Crypt in the 80s and 90s. The current series Black Mirror on Netflix is more sci-fi and technology-oriented and is brilliant. This new Netflix offering, Guillermo del Toro's Cabinet of Curiosities, leans more towards horror and special effects. Which makes sense, since del Toro's credits as director include not only The Shape of Water, but Pan's Labyrinth and Hellboy. But he's not directing or writing the scripts for any of these 8 episodes. He's handing those chores to other artists. But 2 of the 8 episodes, the best 2 of this first bunch, are adapted from del Toro's short stories. And del Toro himself hosts and introduces each episode, emerging from the darkness like Rod Serling in Night Gallery.
In centuries past, when the world was full of mystery and traveling was reserved for the very few, a new form of collection was born, the Cabinet of Curiosities. Now, this collection could be lodged in a building, a chamber, or a piece of furniture. In these private collections, one would find books, paintings, or specimens of natural and unnatural history. A dragon's tooth, a Fiji mermaid, a unicorn's horn, and behind each of these, a story.
This week's patiently rolled out first season of episodes, 2 one-hour installments nightly over a 4-day stretch, begins and ends with adaptations of short stories by del Toro himself. The first is called Lot 36, and stars Tim Blake Nelson as a guy who makes a living buying the unknown contents of storage sheds. Other stars showing up in these first 8 shows include Crispin Glover as an obsessed painter in Pickman's Model, Kate Minucci as a popularity-obsessed outcast in The Outside, and Peter Weller as a wealthy recluse in The Viewing. He invites 4 carefully selected strangers to his house to show them something special and spooky.
By now, all of you are still wondering why in the hell it is I chose to bring you here. It's because from each of your own distinctive worlds and with your own individual talent, you may shine some unique and profound appreciation on what it is that I have to show you. And the item that I have chosen to show you was acquired with the utmost difficulty at the greatest expense.
Most of the shows in this batch are interesting to watch once, but are far below the standards set by classic episodes of The Twilight Zone or Black Mirror. But the best is saved for last, with Jennifer Kent, who directed The Babadook, both directing and adapting del Toro's The Murmuring. It's a story about 2 married ornithologists who get the opportunity to spend a month on a remote island in an old abandoned home, observing and filming the flight patterns of a bird called the Dunlin. The Dunlin fly in breathtaking unison shapes and patterns called murmurations, and these particular birds fascinate both Nancy and Edgar, the married couple, especially after some of the birds start roosting in their attic. Nancy is played by Essie Davis, who starred in The Babadook. Edgar is played by Andrew Lincoln, the original star of The Walking Dead.
I cannot find 1 instance of Dunlin's roosting in a human structure anywhere. Don't you think that's weird?
Will most likely give us years of grief trying to figure it out.
It's like they're drawn to this house.
Drawn to this house? That's a leap.
Well, why are they roosting in this house and nowhere else on Earth?
Well, that we know of yet.
This house gives me the creeps.
Old houses do that. They're creepy.
The story eventually veers from natural phenomena to some very unnatural ones, but holds your interest throughout, thanks to the premise of Del Toro's original story. The two installments shown Thursday, one starring Crispin Glover and the other starring Rupert Grint, are based on short stories by H.P. Lovecraft, whose visions were both inspired and imaginatively revised in the HBO series Lovecraft Country. But the focus of Cabinet of Curiosities is more on the directors. And in this first go-round, the special effects are a lot more special than the stories. But if, like me, you're a fan of the horror genre and of the anthology TV format in particular, then by all means, take some time to poke around in this cabinet.
David Biancooley reviewed Guillermo del Toro's Cabinet of Curiosities on Netflix. On tomorrow's show, David Rothkopf tells us how veteran U.S. government officials, sometimes scorned as the deep state, repeatedly intervened in the Trump administration to undermine presidential orders they thought were illegal, immoral, unworkable, or against America's interests. His book is American Resistance. I hope you can join us. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Saman, Teresa Madden, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Thea Challoner, Seth Kelly, and Susan Yakundi. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.